Okay, let's do some word association and then we cook. I say enchilada. What do you think of? Maybe a plate of rolled up tortillas full of meat drowning in thick sauce covered in bubbling melted cheese. Hey, Chef Patty Heenich says there's nothing wrong with that.
You're thinking about the Tex-Mex combo,
Yeah.
which I can absolutely devour in 3 bites.
But when it comes to enchiladas, Patty wants to broaden your horizons.
Think of a universe of possibilities, a full dish, and it's gonna be a quick, satisfying meal.
And to convince you, she's sharing a recipe today: shrimp enchiladas in a rich tomato sauce.
With enchiladas, there's a gazillion ways to go. You have so many fillings, you have so many sauces, and the ones that we're making today, you are going to dress it. You are going to, make a party out of it.
Spoiler alert, this is gonna end well. I know because I was there recording with my crew in Patty's kitchen just outside of Washington, D.C.
Everything has a bit of history here. Like, from all those wooden spoons and spatulas,
Yeah.
every time
Patty
I go to
Heenich is the Emmy-nominated host of the PBS program Patty's Mexican Table. The title comes from her first cookbook, which focused on traditional dishes from her native country. Her newest book, Mexican Today, has recipes for tortas and salsas and tacos, all the things that she and her husband grew up eating. But it also has what she is feeding her Mexican-American kids: hot dogs with chicharrón, pizza with poblanos, and their favorite, enchiladas.
First of all, please, like I beg people, do not use flour tortillas for enchiladas.
And here's why.
Flour tortillas get insanely soggy with the sauce.
Yeah.
And it's like eating a piece of wet cardboard. It's
Oof.
just not charming, it's not flattering.
And we want it to be charming, flattering. So corn tortillas are the way to go. They're more resilient, they will bend without breaking. First, you must prep them the way Patty does.
You grab your tortilla and you pass it through the oil slowly for 10 seconds, like 10 Mississippis.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. She's cooking this in a cast iron skillet with just a little bit of very hot oil.
You can see it shake a little, you can see it puff a little.
10 Mississippi and our tortillas are done. Now onto the sauce. She purees about 6 boiled tomatoes, whole with the skins on, along with 2 garlic cloves and 1 jalapeno pepper. She's put an extra boiled pepper to the side just in case. She'll only use it if she needs it.
You can never take the heat out, but you can add more in.
Yeah.
We pause for a little language lesson about the word enchilar.
So, to enchilar a tortilla simply means to enrobe a corn tortilla in a sauce that has chili in one way or another. It doesn't necessarily
Oh,
mean
so
that it's going to be spicy.
enchilada. I understand.
See?
Chile is in the word.
Exactly, because you're going to enchilar. Like if you're going to get fat, you're going to say engordar. I'm not implying anything by eating enchiladas, but.
She adds a little bit more to the sauce, fresh nutmeg, and a simple broth made from the shells of the shrimp. Don't worry if you're missing anything. The recipe is at npr.org.
Okay, so we have the completely pureed sauce, but we're gonna make this sauce super tasty, which is a very Mexican thing to do. We're going to season the sauce.
Seasoning the sauce?
Seasoning the sauce, which has nothing to do with adding more seasoning, but with slightly frying it in a little oil.
Oh.
And I'm warning, it's gonna super splatter.
Okay, so I'll back up.
As the sauce simmers in one pan, we cook the shrimp in another. They quickly turn crispy and pink.
Okay, so let's take a look at our sauce.
It's thicker now, the color of rust. But that changes when we add a cup of Mexican crema. It's like sour cream, but tangier and saltier.
If you can find it, creme fraiche is like a cousin.
And it brightens the sauce to the color of a tangerine. Okay, tortillas prepped, shrimp cooked, sauce complete. Patty assembles the enchiladas and gives them a garnish of scallions, avocado slices, and queso fresco.
And it's your whole meal on a plate. You have your protein, you have your corn, you have your vegetables, you have your cheese.
It is beautiful and delicious and a world away from that bubbling plate of Tex-Mex known as the enchilada combo platter.
I'm giving you ideas of how you can make enchiladas. There's tomatillo sauce, there's avocado sauce, there's tomato sauce, and then there's all these fillings and all these garnishes.
So if we wanted to pair this shrimp enchilada filling with a vibrant green sauce, or if we wanted to take the tomato sauce and put some vegetables in the enchiladas instead of the shrimp, you say, okay, green light, go.
I say green light, go. And if it seems like it's a yellow light, then just hit the gas and go.
Patty Hunich, thank you so much for inviting us into your home.
Thank you so much for coming. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Patty Hunich's new book is Mexican Today. I need to let Melissa and Christina try this.
Yes, okay. Please.